Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-213-5082. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. Call 800-213-5082. That's 800-213-5082. 800-213-5082.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, reminding you that if you don't yet already have our brand new updated Into Tomorrow app, we kindly ask that you visit your favorite app store, search for just those two words, very easy, Into Tomorrow, and get the app for your iPhone or your iPad, for your Android phone or Android tablets. What have you. We love for you to be able to hear the show 24/7. You can get some tech news. You can check out all of our videos that we're posting regularly about cool products and this week in tech history, among other things. And you can participate that way. Ask a question, make a comment, help another listener, whatever the case, all using the brand new updated Into Tomorrow app. And it would warm the cockles of my heart if you gave us 4 or 5 stars, maybe even a little review. Would you do that for me? Thank you so much. Our next guest provides senior-level executive women with tools, knowledge, and connections to prepare them for corporate board service. I like how on their website they say, we're changing the landscape of corporate boardrooms one woman at a time. I love it. CEO and founder of Women in the Boardroom is Sheila Ronning. Sheila, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Well, I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you, because I know that while you're kind of handling the boardroom side of things, there are certainly appropriately more and more women that are getting involved in information technology as IT directors and whatnot, and just in tech in general. The whole STEM push the last several years has been amazing. So first tell me a little bit about Women in the Boardroom, and then let's get into some of the cool things otherwise that you're doing.
Yeah, no, definitely. And just when you were saying that, too, I was thinking about all of the amazing women we have for those boards who are really needing to go through that digital transformation.
Yes.
I mean, that's just such a big deal, right? And the skills that's needed today are definitely geared towards tech much more than they were years before. But to answer your question, a little bit more about Women in the Boardroom. I started this in 2002. And, I always like to tell people we're not anti-men. We love men.
Good.
Not men's fault, right?
That way we don't have to keep it a really short interview. Oh, my God, she hates men. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, my gosh. No, I know. And that's the thing is, because there's so many different groups that pop up in this space all the time. And, some of them like to do the guilting and the shaming. And I'm like, we're not about that. We're all about getting up, going and doing the work that it takes to get there, getting yourself, with that appropriate branding and make sure that you do the ask, right?
Yes.
Basically, it's all about helping women get out of their own way and then hopefully not standing in the way of any other women. So, it's really just helping them understand what their value add is. We tend to, and I'm sure men are like this too, but we're just, we're not so great at always tooting our own horn. So it's good to have somebody help you realize your value.
Well, do you think, Sheila, that there are just fewer requests, maybe? Hopefully more and more these days, but up to now, I'm guessing fewer requests or invitations to join a board, whether it be a tech company or otherwise?
I'm sorry, did you say, is there fewer?
Yeah, like, have there been fewer requests for women to join the board, obviously, than requests or invitations for men to join various boards? But you see that changing? But is that one of the reasons, maybe, why there have been such fewer women?
Well, you know what? for board service, you know, for sitting on a corporate board, it really still is, you know, it's that good old boys network, right? However you want to define that. But really, I mean, it's the top job, and people want to be serving on those corporate boards and have it be kind of painless. So they usually are going for, you know, it's that unconscious bias, right? They're going for the people that look like them, that are like them. And so it really comes down to networking, if you will. And, you know, the definition of that is so different for so many people. But it really is and has been all about who you know.
Yeah, true. I was expecting as you were rattling off some of the reasons that you would also say, you know, people that also play golf and because, well, you know, they're, as that's part of that good old boy network, right?
Well, it absolutely is. So, right. And so, you know, I hear from men a lot that they'll say, well, I can't find any women for our board. And, you know, I used to kind of poo-poo that and go, oh, gosh, you know what, that sounds more like a demand issue than a supply issue. But then I started actually really listening to them and figuring, you know what, if they keep saying this, that is actually reality in their world. So let's dig into it and figure out what can we do. And it came down to the fact that women, I think we're thinking that you guys can actually read our minds.
Of course we can. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
So we do really need to put ourselves out there. We actually just need to be very direct about what it is our value add is and what we're looking for. And, you know, hey, do you know of anybody, you know, that you can connect me to, right?
Yeah. Would that kind of be the same reason you think that there are so few women in information technology that are at senior levels or on IT boards?
I think that could be some similarities, but I do feel like there's blatant things there. You know, there's that, you know, wage, the pay gap. That's pretty obvious. And then the promotion. I think some of it could definitely be where women do need to kind of put themselves out, you know, in front and say, hey, I'm qualified to do this. You know, I don't know if you ever saw that one study a few years back that the Harvard Business Review put out about how women tend to feel that, you know, we need to check 100% of the boxes before we go for something, and men are, you know, think they only need to check 70%. And, you know, right or wrong, nobody's right or wrong in that situation. Well, I mean, with women, I feel like, come on, you don't have to check every single box to go for it. And the 70% for men, by the way, I think it was maybe a little high. I think it's actually a little bit lower than that. Mm-hmm. But good for them, right? So I do feel like we need to just kind of put ourselves out there a bit more. And, I know I'm going to get a little bit of backlash for that because there's probably plenty of women who have put themselves out there. So I'm not trying to say every single situation is the same, but I tend to work more on, instead of the woe is us, it is, you know, what can we do to fix it on our end instead of, you know, it doesn't do anybody any good to sit in a room and talk about it. And, you know,
that's true. You have to take action.
Absolutely.
I think you're correct, not only for women, but for anybody. Put yourself out there. You've got to take those chances. And I guess maybe to your point earlier about that earlier survey, I guess it's because in general, perhaps, again, we're doing a lot of generalizing, and that's okay. But in general, I guess maybe men perhaps might be a little more cocky than the women who are checking every box, and men that are thinking, I got this, you know. Well, I think everybody needs to feel, I got this. I can handle that.
Yeah.
Sheila, I'm going to ask, if you don't mind holding a couple of moments, let us pay a couple of bills. You know, we are advertiser supported. I like to carry you over to another segment. There's so much fascinating stuff I want to get into with you. Why are so few women in information technology? And what do you think the reason is? But more importantly, how can they get more involved? So we'll do this. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back with Sheila Ronning, is the CEO and founder of womenintheboardroom.com, by the way. We'll get you there, too, from intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. Don't go away as we continue.